I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. We spoke with Junior League of Bryan College Station's president, Cassie Medlin, on their upcoming event, Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. Cassie, this is the sixth annual Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. Just give us a little bit of background of this event and what exactly it is that you guys with Junior League are doing.
Well, we try to provide school supplies for 16,000 local children in need. While this is the sixth annual school supply drive, the project has been going on since the early 2000s, because the supply drive is only one portion of the project. We actually buy almost, I think, $80,000 worth of school supplies for children with money that we raise throughout the year. And then this is kind of our last big push to raise a few extra dollars and get a few extra supplies donated so we can provide even more supplies for those local children in need that probably would not have the basic needs to start their school year with.
And what are some ways that people can donate to this project?
There are lots of ways. We try and make it easy. You can come out to the supply drive this Thursday, August 6th. We'll be at the Brazos Center from 6:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. We also have two satellite locations at HEB Tower Point and College Station, and HEB in the Tejas Center in Bryan from 9 to 7. HEB helps us out a lot. They have tear pads currently going on that you can add to your grocery bill right now at the checkout in $1, $3, or $5 increments. You can also buy prepackaged school supplies there, or you can always just go online to jlbcs.org and donate there as well. And also on our website, there are a list of community partners who have those bright yellow Stuff the Bus boxes that are collecting school supplies that are helping us paint the town yellow. So if you see one of those, just throw some school supplies in.
So great. A ton of ways to donate, and you're taking both monetary donations and actual donations of items. Let's say somebody at home has a ton of just random, maybe, you know, brand new school supplies that they just never got around to using. What are some items that you guys are looking for specifically?
We will take number two pencils, notebook paper, composition books, matte pencils, folders with and without brads, both paper folders and vinyl folders, erasers, the school boxes or the supply boxes, like the pencil boxes, pencil pouches that go in the three-ring binders, rulers, black pens, glue sticks, glue bottles, scissors, highlighters, dry erase markers, spiral notebooks, crayons, manila paper, construction paper, and of course the binders themselves. So pretty much if it can be used at school, we will take it.
I was going to say, basically anything and, you can yes. think of with school supplies in mind.
Absolutely.
And this year you guys are doing something a little bit special, well really special actually, something different. Tell us about the two grants that you guys are going to be awarding this year.
Absolutely. We are awarding two $1,000 grants for one elementary school in Bryan ISD and one elementary school in College Station ISD. And for those that donate at the Brazos Center location only, as long as you're making a donation, you can enter in the elementary school of your choice to be drawn at the end of the day to win that $1,000 grant.
Very cool. And so you guys are going to do a special drawing afterwards. And so that, of course, the more entries each school has, the better their chances of winning the grant.
Absolutely.
What if some of our listeners actually have a child in Bryan ISD or College Station ISD that are in need of school supplies? They need to be maybe on the receiving end of these donations.
Yes. If you know of a child who is in need of school supplies, they need to contact their school directly. We distribute to the independent school districts. So we absolutely have no control over who receives the supplies. It is the schools themselves.
Okay, and let's go back through one more time. There are monetary donations being taken right now, school supplies donations being taken right now, but the actual Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive event is when?
On Thursday, August 6th at the Brazos Center from 6:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. and at HEB Tejas and HEB Tower Point from 9 to 7.
Thanks again to Cassie Medlin of Junior League for visiting with us about this year's Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. For more information or to donate, visit jlbcs.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.